Well, I'll say one thing here at Colt Stadium today for the winder-upper as far as National League regular schedule baseball in Colt Stadium. We've got one humdinger of a pitching duel. Nothing and nothing. Going to the last of the sixth inning, and Eddie Casco leads off for the 45s. Grody and Bruce to follow. Drysdale and Bruce hooked up in the duel. The only two hits gotten today, Trzaski single to left, and Oliver's single in the hole, deep short. Drysdale ready to pump and throw to Eddie Casco. This is just his second appearance. High the inside. Actually, he has appeared in the batter's box twice, but he was left standing there when Wynn was out trying to steal in the fifth inning. They want to take a look at this baseball. Well, many things can happen in baseball. Unforgettable things, and great stars are remembered down through the years, down through the centuries, I guess it'll be, as time goes on. Talking about the Gas House Gang, you hear that referred to quite often, and they become more of a legend as the years go by. Comment on them. There's a bounder down to short. Trzaski and scoops and throws over, and boy, he looks Jim Dandy out there at short, doesn't he? One down. Jerry Grody, the batter. He flied to right field his first time. Well, I know that many of you, most of you listening, have heard people refer to the Gas House Gang, the St. Louis Cardinals, famous ball club. Back in 1934, they were pennant winners. You know how many fans turned out to see them play? 325,000 for the year. Times have changed, haven't they? Grody steps back on the inside pitch. Ball one. 1-0. And if you weren't tuned in when we flashed the score and you didn't get it, Milwaukee bopped the Phillies 14-8. And Cincinnati beat the Mets in the first game to take first place in the National League. There's a curve. Nice snap-off curve over the outside edge. Ball one and strike one. Also on the Pearl scoreboard, Cardinals are leading Pittsburgh 3-0, and the Cardinals are moving in, closing in on second spot. Here's the pitch. Grody fouls off. That one banged off at the top of the plate. Count is ball one and strike two. And Cincinnati, after winning its first game from the Mets, is out in front in the second game, 3-0. So not only have they taken the lead, they could do a little padding here, boys. And a pitch. High, and it might have gotten Grody on the arm or the wrist up there near the handle of the bat. Let's see, as he spun around, and it could have been called a foul off the handle of the bat. That's what it is. Grody picks up the bat, and Bruce came over to question him. Didn't you get hit? Go take a base or something, I imagine. Well, the manager of the Dodgers, along with Johnny Keene, were co-managers of the year last year in the National League. And it's possible that one of them will repeat this year. If something happens and the Cardinals should happen to win, I don't know, but what Johnny Keene would be manager of the year again, wouldn't he? Last year, it was sort of a split-up deal. United Press International chose Alston, and the AP men chose Keene. There's a ball just outside. Who would be manager of the year then, Gene? That would be up for grabs, wouldn't it? With all the changes these days. Ball two, strike two, and Drysdale's pitch. Swung on. There's a broken bat down to the right side. Second baseman, Nate Oliver, fumbles it and can't come up with it. That one down to the right side of the carpet, and they call it error four. And Grody is aboard, and we might see a little bit of sacrifice bunting here. It's amazing deduction, isn't it? Al Spangler moves out on deck. Third baseman Griffith over to the mound. Going to play this. Who's going to cover what spot of territory right in there and how and so on. And fairly holds against Grody at first. This is just our second base runner, mind you. And the delivery is low. Fairly charging in, down from first. We have not had a man stranded left on base, as a matter of fact, to show you the effectiveness of Drysdale so far this afternoon. He's down. Ready? Third baseman coming down to the grass. The pitch is low, and it's ball two. Brust grounded 5-3 in the third inning his first time. And looking down to Busby coaching up at third, what'll it do? And I imagine that Lumen is bouncing the signal off Busby there. Of course, Adair is our coach at first. And coaching Grody, who edges away. The pitch bunted on and missed, and it's ball two and strike one. Bruce tried to get right on top of the ball and get it out there and put a little deadening on it, I guess. Couldn't make contact. Ball two and strike one with one out. Bruce, overall on the season, has 11 hits and 60 times at bat. One of them has been a double, and he has one run batted in. That double was right here, wasn't it? Down that right field line. Two balls, one strike. Just one out. No score. We're in the last half of the sixth inning. Grody edges off at first. Drysdale comes to the plate, and it's sort of a half-chopping swing. He had bunt position with the bat and then sort of took a stiff-arm swing into ball. 2-2. It appeared that Bruce was trying to line one over the third baseman's head there. Darrell Griffith. Well, the weather's turned off just beautiful here, hasn't it? Sort of air conditioned like we can expect in the Dome Stadium. 2-2. Here's the pitch. He jumps back and drops the bat, stumbles away from the batter's box, and it's ball three and strike two. He jammed him that time. Well, 3-2 count. And Grody is the runner at first base with only one out, and Spangler is the on-deck man. There's Griffith in on the carpet. He's well in from third base. Widens off the chalk stripe just a little bit. And fairly holding the corner at first, and he's on the run. The ball is bunted on and missed, and it's strike three, and Bruce is out. Holding at first base is Jerry Grody. That'll bring on Spangler, who has bounded 5-3 and has popped out to short. Al Spangler. We have not been able to get a base hit off Don Drysdale. And the Dodgers have had just two hits off Bob Bruce to show you what kind of pitching we're getting here this afternoon. But we've had, as we think back, a lot of well-pitched games in this stadium, haven't we? All 3 years. Some beautifully pitched games. Drysdale to the rosin bag. Spangler, with a .247 batting average, has 36 runs batted in. And the extra base total, 18 doubles, 5 triples, and 4 homers. Drysdale off of the stretch and the pitch. Swung on. There's a liner into center field. Base hit. Grody up to the second and holds on there. Spangler gets the first hit of the ball game off Don Drysdale. And it brings up little Joe Morgan. So another left-hander to face righty Don Drysdale. And this right-hander has been quite troublesome to the hitters, with all kinds of breaking stuff and a motion that's very difficult to pick the flight of the ball up easily on. And he's got a good fastball. He can mix that in with him, you know, all the breaking stuff.